This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Kia ora, my name is Ariki. I'm originally from Gisborne. Been living in Wellington for about 10 years now. I've loved the place and never got tired of it. It's a lovely community. So where we are, we're on 17 Torrey Street, so that's right in the heart of Wellington. And 17 Torrey Street is a public gallery. And they lend their spaces to artists and people who run certain communities. So it's all around.
And today is a very special event. Can you tell me about that?
So what's happening today is that we are setting up for our first Transform secondhand store sale organised by me. And right now we've got a lot of donations, a lot of volunteers, and it just shows the heart and the love from the Wellington community.
What is Transform?
So Transform is a social and support group for transgendered and gender diverse youth. So because of the lack of information there is with the DHB and other GPs and practitioners, people come to us, we all band together and share not the knowledge we've learnt and information that we've learnt on how to deal with the system and other things people may have trouble with. So yeah, we mainly assist with those things, and we usually have our sessions at Evolve Youth Clinic.
So where did Transform come from?
So Transform is pretty much from Wellington. It started in Wellington roughly almost 10 years ago by an individual name is Brooklyn Michelle, a trans woman who came from the United States. And so she's been living here pretty much around the same time. And so she found that there was nothing much around at the time. So she founded the group, and it's been going ever since.
You've got a really informative website with a lot of resources. Can you tell me about some of the things that you offer?
Yes. So our website is pretty much like a collaboration. So we all get together, and we usually brainstorm ideas with the group and the facilitators. And so the information is revolves around safety, where's the best place to find where you need to go, because everyone's journey is different. And so essentially it's filled with information, say, which practitioners to go to, which psychiatrists to go to and counsellors and so on, and who not to go to in terms of people's experience and what they came out of that. It's also, it also links to us as a group, and people want to get in touch with us, they can find us through the website, and we can progress from there.
One of the resources I've seen on the site is about shopping experiences for clothing.
Yes.
Can you talk to me about some of the issues that people face when they're shopping?
Yes, so we have run sessions where we talked about this topic. And many do find it very difficult to enter the stores and shop for clothing that suits their identity. We found that either the staff members are unaware about gender identity and what the pronouns are. We also have stores where it can be quite awkward and sometimes insulting. So what we really do here is we usually come up with information or advice, or probably stores to go to. And usually the advice we would give is if you do feel quite uncomfortable, either look us up and see which stores we recommend in the Wellington region, or it's best to take a friend. And I also started doing field trips at the time. Because we got an Aotearoa grant, and we used some of that funding to do secondhand clothing trips. So that was one of our ways around it. So we go as a group of people, we're all comfortable with each other. And so we go to a store, and we're all there for advice, and it's a lot more safer of an environment. So I think the issue there is pretty much safety as well in the stores, and feeling comfortable with how you're treated, because a lot of times it can get very, very rough.
So what would your advice be to a shop owner in terms of how do you make people comfortable and how do you make people safe?
I guess it comes down to good customer service. treat them with respect. You know, don't be afraid to ask for their pronouns, you know, if you're unsure, because that's something we always taught from the get-go. You know, when someone asks you for your pronoun, if you're den, they, she, he, it's always good to ask, and it's quite respectful, and it's to avoid upsetting that individual. And, you know, don't judge an individual what they choose to wear, because that individual is trying to find what suits them, regardless of the type of clothing it is. Yeah. Be open.
So is this sale that you're setting up for tomorrow, is this a response to the need for people to find safe places to go and purchase clothing?
Yeah, in a way, yes. It's kind of like two birds with one stone. So, yeah, in a way, it is us setting up like an environment where everyone's welcome to, you know, spend time and pick what they want, and surrounded by people, you know, that will that understand and are deeply respectful of their decisions. And it is also a fundraiser for the group to allow us to continue with these activities. And since this is the first one, I'm very excited how it's going to go tomorrow, and I do plan on doing one next year as well at some point.
Can you describe the amount of clothing? I mean, you've got so much in this space at the moment. So, like, where did it all come from, and describe some of the clothing?
Well, the types of clothing we have quite a broad range, all shapes and sizes and styles. And, you know, we make the effort not to categorize clothing in respective genders, you know, like men and women. So we go by femme and masculine. And, you know, so that's more based on the style of the clothing. And so, yeah, everything really came from the Wellington community.
So were you expecting this amount of clothing?
No, I wasn't. I was very surprised on the amount that kept coming in. It was like a whole torrent of clothing. And we were meant to get an entire bundle of clothing from the Opportunity store with their culling, but I had to cancel that. And, I sorted through most of the bags myself during the months to come, because all the other facilitators in the groups are quite busy doing their part in the group. So, yeah, this was my sole responsibility, and, I just absolutely love it.
How many items do you think there are?
Oh, hard to say, eh? What do you guys reckon? thousands, yeah? Hundreds, thousands. There's a lot to go around. We got a lot of pants. A lot of pants. Yeah. And dresses. And jerseys and jackets. Those are the majority.
So can you talk to me a wee bit about the importance of safe spaces like this, for instance?
Oh, it's, the importance of a safe space is to be able to, you know, be in an environment where you're comfortable to be you, without the fear of being judged or any negative reaction, which can happen in the public, unfortunately. I believe, you know, that we shouldn't be in a society where we, you know, have to develop the safe spaces, you know, to feel safe. But unfortunately, in, you know, in how society thinks and how things go, it's crucial that we set these up, because it also gives the individual the time to recollect and think about where they're at, and also to have conversations and ask questions that they could never do in public, either with their friends or families. And by doing that, it creates a great opportunity to learn more and gain more confidence in oneself, and give them the strength to take on the outside world when they're ready. And also, if anything happens, there's always that safe point they can return to, you know, for more advice and help if they need it.
So what's drawn you into setting up events like this and being so active in the community?
Well, for starters, living in Wellington for almost 10 years, I absolutely love this place. I love the community. And I've been volunteering at a second-hand store, Opportunities for Animals, for 2 years now. And I really fell in love with, you know, making my part in the community and helping out and raising funds for a good cause and a lovely organization. So, yeah, that's what really inspired me to do this line of work as well, and because I wanted to use the skills I learnt from my volunteer work and apply it to helping, you know, the group I facilitate for, and gather the funds so we can continue helping.
So how long have you been involved with Transform?
I've been involved with Transform for roughly 3 years now. Yeah.
And what drew you to the group?
Wow, that's a good question. So what drew me to the group is that I was told about it during my early days of transitioning. So, because when I first came out, luckily I had some individuals that were in the LGBT community, which helped me. And then from there, I was led to the group. And then from the group, I've stuck with them ever since. And they've helped me tremendously with my journey and to get me where I'm at. And that's why I became a facilitator and a representative of Transform later down the line. Because when I see new people coming into the group that are going through the same issues, it's a very personal thing for me. And I understand deeply what they're going through. And so it's just my way of returning the favor. So the group's really helped me get through, and so now I want to, help them back.
So over the period you've worked with Transform and the number of people that you've had in contact with, are the experiences similar over time? Is it harder now than it was 3 years ago? Is it easier now?
There are similar experiences over time. But it always, in the end, everyone's very different. The journey's similar, but everyone's story is completely different, and the way they get there is completely different. But what we can relate to is like what it feels like, you know, what you're going through, and just that, making that connection. And I think for me, I'm in a position now where I have the strength to take all that on board and help people out, because like I said, what the group did to me to get where I'm at, has allowed me to do that.
we talked earlier about some of the stores in Wellington, and I'm wondering, are there specific stores that you would like to kind of applaud in terms of their openness?
Oh, absolutely. Opportunities for Animals. Like I said, I've been volunteering at them for a while now, and they are fantastic. I find them one of the best second-hand stores in Wellington, because it's not only that they are placed in parts of Wellington with such a diverse multicultural community. We're very friendly, and, we don't really stay inside the box. You know, we try things, we laid back, and we sell clothing at very affordable prices. So, and also, we're a non-judgmental group. Everyone's welcome to come in and participate and volunteer for us. Yeah.
And this event, do you think this will be a regular thing, an annual event?
I plan to down the line, depending on how today's event goes. There probably will be another secondhand trading event next year at some point. When I get the time to organise that, and probably during the height of the summer season will probably be a good idea. Yeah, but I also forgot to say as well, many of the resources, the hangers and the racks, and also the assistance I've got to set this up did come from the Opportunities for Animals as well, so I can't thank them enough.
And one thing we haven't mentioned is actually the opening hours for the event tomorrow. When is that?
So we are opening Sunday the 23rd. We're opening at 9 in the morning and closing at 5. And we have plenty to sell, and at very, very affordable prices. It's a steal.